Blog Talk Radio.
God's morning to everyone, and welcome to Spend Time with God. I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. Before we even say or do anything, I would just like for all the listeners and believers and prayer warriors, warriors, to touch and agree to cover this podcast, to cover with the blood of Jesus, and let the people, the ears and need to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Draw the one that needs the encouragement. Draw the one that needs the knowledge. Because this is what we need today. Godly encouragement, godly knowledge. That may touch their heart. It may awaken them. They may realize the truth. That they may choose the right path. That they may be so excited about it to share with someone else. And say, hey, check this www.spendtimewithgod.com. We are doing right. We're taking the right path. We are on a little bit early today. And it wasn't intentionally. It's just that when you're on the right path, the enemy gets busy. But I just continue to push through the pain. So please click tag and share this button. We're not perfect at all. We're not so perfect at all. Revelations will always affect our realization. Most people perceive everything going on in their life as good enough, close enough, near perfect, or perfect. Either way, it is common for most people to settle for what seems to work well or is comfortable. Being comfortable or being at ease can be a major deception. Yes, I believe that. Being comfortable or being at ease I wrote about that in my book about being complacent. Now, falling short of a mature or complete outcome by thinking that you are close enough to what it should be is essentially saying, well, that's good enough for me, or that is the way it should be. Our perception about the way life is going can be a lie that we readily accept. For example, everything seems to be flowing smoothly, so why upset things by changing it now? Most people think that life is going good, it has to be a God thing. Wrong. Wrong. Oh, God is good all the time. Now, when you're happy and everything's going your way, how you think it's good, but, you know, it's all about him, not about you. Do things his way, not our way. Is to check the song out. Now, I had a thought while I was sharing this information. I guess it wasn't what he meant, but it was like a really plus morning, but it's a little off, like I got on. I didn't mean to click the button, but I couldn't get off. So I would say, well, I know they're going to probably read it. I'll listen to it later. So I was on 10 minutes before. And also, I had this dream. And in this dream, I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and I felt the power of God in my dream while I was praying. Now, I'm not going to share the entire dream, but it's a wonderful thing that when you grow and you know, or things are being revealed to you by God, that it prepares you when you come up against obstacles. Because the old me probably would say, well, forget it. I'll do it tomorrow. But no, I wouldn't. I just couldn't. It's not a tendency in this prayer or spend time with God, because it sets the day. It really does. It sets the day. I had stopped doing the show for a while, because it was one thing coming at me, from the left to the right, And next thing I know, it's months, you know, that I haven't been doing it. But I've always been tired. Excuse me, I've always been tired with God in the morning. I couldn't do without him. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. And I will start back on the Purpose Culture Radio as well. We used to do that at 11, but I am taking care of my elderly father. He's 84 years old. So we got that all settled in. And I just had to rearrange my schedule in my life. And it's all about love and sacrifice. I miss you all very much. So we're going to continue. We have like three minutes. Now, how an enemy of our soul is allowed to creep in. Many people believe there is a God, and for them, that is good enough. No, it is not enough. To just believe there is a God does not ensure anything except that God is or was in their thinking somewhere, somehow, at some time. And I will deal with him later when I have the time. Things are okay. I'm okay. or I'm too busy for this stuff now. Friend, I have lived long enough to see people make that mistake. Things can so easily drive you away from God and his truth. Distractions, accidents, wins, and even a death of a loved one. You don't know the day, the hour, minute, or second your life can be taken from you. Now, I just mentioned this about how I got sidetracked, taken care of. Oh, I'm going to tell you the testimony, but take care of my disabled father. I have a son that has a mental illness. I had my mother for a short period with dementia. And I had my nephew who, I can't describe it. But the truth is God's word tells us there is more to just believing that God is. God tells us in his word, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. That's James 2:19. When all is said and done, these devils are fallen angels, deceiving and lying spirits, sent out to deceive mankind by God's enemy, Satan. Are not going to be in heaven with God. They will be in a place set aside for them by God, and this is not a good place to be. Okay? So don't get distracted, because you're going to have to end up going all the way back and start all over anyway. There's no shortcut. You have to spend time and build relationships. It's just like when you get married and you make a commitment. And say you've been married on paper for 3 years, but you've been separated for 2.5 years, and then you decide to get back. No. No. Don't work like that, okay? Well, we're going to speak with you tomorrow, and thanks for spending time with God in your home, Cassandra Brand. Lord.